Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Collie on the Blog Talk Network. And tonight we have David's birthday. You know, that's probably the only good thing I can think about this week. Even though it's Thanksgiving, but it doesn't feel like it, and 2020 has really sucked. But, okay, so I'm in sales of tonight's show. Well, you know, it's kind of evil because, because now I have 2 310 callers, and hold on, I'm bringing you guys on, don't worry. I just have to get the right area code for the guest that is calling in. Let's see. See, people, let's see. Okay, I'm gonna guess, and if you're wrong, then it's not my fault. Okay, I think 3110, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, JC.
Hi, it's Carly.
Hi, JC. JC Jewel.
Oh, good. I was supposed to put you on first. Hold on, let me get David. I almost forgot his birthday, not mine. Hey, David.
JC, how you doing?
Hi, David. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
On your special day, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, my birthday was yesterday, but like a day birthday, so I can't tell. It's a birthday. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we got to have your show.
We love it every time you come on. You're one of David's favorites. So, you know, if you didn't stop by, I know that I will hear it from ever. So I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I can't talk for long. I have to work. So I'm actually sitting in the parking lot before I go in. But I wanted
just remember, if you want to do an interview in the new year, you're so welcome and come back because we love having you on. Right, David?
Yes, we do. Anytime.
Anytime.
Thank you. Well, please have a great show. You always do. And enjoy your birthday. And I will talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, you are more popular than me on my birthday, but I will let it go because you're getting calls on the bat. Fine, I won't feel jealous, even though I mean this is what it is, but you know, David, but another 310 call is on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, David. This is Karen Laurie.
Hi.
Hi. Happy birthday,
Karen.
David.
Thank you. Karen.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I feel fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. You know, you're one of my favorite actors. Thank you.
That feels so sweet of you. You're so sweet, David. Did you have a fun birthday yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. Enjoyed the rain, but I had a great time with church and had a great time. I had a great time on birthday.
Oh, I'm so glad. well, good. I'm glad. It's so nice. It sounds like you're getting so many people that love you here.
Yes, yes. Well, you're one of my favorite actors, one of them. You're on top. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure. I'll let you guys get back to the other people. But thank you so much, David. Good to hear your voice, Carly.
Yeah, and you're welcome back anytime. You know, we love interviews. I mean, we don't have anything to do for the rest of the year but interviews. So this, anytime you want to come on, you're welcome. So welcome and come on.
That feels so sweet. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful birthday week, birthday year. Special birthday, everything.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so now it's free for the moment. And I know it's not. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah, okay. So, Bobby.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Bobby. I was wrong. There's another call. Why in the hell is it Wikipedia on your birthday and not anything else? Okay, so hold on. Okay, 917, you're on the air.
Hi there, it's Sonia Satra, a.k.a. Lucy Cooper Spalding from Guiding Lights, wanting to wish David a happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Sonia.
Did you have a good day yesterday? Did you do something fun?
Yeah, I went to church, and we had the dinner, and, yeah, though it rained, but I still had fun yesterday. So hang out with family.
Oh, that's so great. Good. Well, an extra special big hug and birthday wish for you. Hope you make it a birthday week.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. Love you.
Absolutely. Be well.
Bye.
Bye. We always want you to come back, so anytime you want to interview, okay, fine. Who was that one?
It was Tonya Sinatra. Tonya Sinatra.
Okay, who was the one before?
Carador, Tina Roberts.
Okay, Tina. Okay, I'm just trying to keep track, and now my partner in crime, Bobby, is here.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
Happy birthday,
Bobby.
David.
Thank you.
Did you wish David happy birthday yesterday?
Yeah, he did.
After all, we are like the most crazy family ever. So, you know, we just have to stick together and not fight. David, and you know, it doesn't feel like Thanksgiving, you guys. It really doesn't to me. You know, I don't know. I'm so conflicted about it. And we don't have any callers by now, but I know we are going to get hopefully a couple more in. I know someone that is calling in around 5:30. I know that. I just want to say that People Magazine, I'm mad at you because before the show, I went and looked at the sexiest men issue. I have issues with it. No, Michael B. Smith, whatever, deserves the sexiest cover. Okay. No, Bobby, don't talk over me because I'm mad. Okay, no. So, guys, man, this is wrong on every level there is in America. Okay, we have enough diversity with Trump, and you don't put any soap guys on the cover. I mean, come on, Brando. Faith General Hospital, Michael General Hospital, come on. And you mean my big surgeon who was a success guy 2 years ago, you leave him out? Come on, this is BS. So it doesn't make Carly happy. And then Carly's happy, frankly, no one's happy in the world. So, yes. And number two, I just want to say that Michigan, I'm happy with you because it looks like all his legal option is done. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, last week, 2 weeks ago, it should have been certified that we got Biden in. And I just want to say, number one and two, we don't need Trump. We don't need Trump from November until January. Get Biden in right now. All Trump's doing is playing golf. Okay, and you know, he's making everything worse by saying, this COVID-19 is getting better. No, you idiot. By the way, I'm calling Trump idiot. I'm not calling my boys idiots. Okay, Trump's an idiot because number one and two, it's not over. It's not even over by a long shot. Because of the fact that, we have over, 2,500 in the hospital, and we had 2,000 die on the hands of you, and you knew last December this mess was coming for us. Did you do anything? No, you hid behind everything. And I'm sorry, I will never forgive you for this. And Giuliani, this is bad or worse than he is. And you need to be disbarred. Okay, they disbarred Alexis on Zeno Hospital for sleeping with Neil. Okay, stupid thing to get disbarred about. Okay, why don't you disbar this SOB for everything he's doing? Okay, sorry, David. I know it's stupid thing, so, but I had to get that out because it's been killing me all day, long. So I just wanted to yell. And so, Bobby, how was your weekend?
It was fine.
This fine, okay. And David,
yeah.
Where did you go for dinner on Friday night?
I got for dinner. I'm going to dinner this Friday for birthday. But Sunday I went to IHOP for breakfast.
Where did you go?
IHOP for breakfast.
IHOP. You know, IHOP isn't doing really well here, and since they closed down everything, I mean, we can still get takeout, but all the bars and everything are closed. And I just want to remind everyone that the Seahawks are number one in the NFL, NFC. We are number one. Okay. This is icing on a very good, expensive cake, and being number one after everyone said that Seattle was done, after we lost it 3 games in a row or 2 games, okay, all I know it was painful for me, but we won Arizona. We kicked, we didn't kick them by a lot, but I just want to say that we are doing so good this year, and if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, then I don't know what I will do. And remember the Seahawks schedule next Monday, no matter what you do, David. Please, if you love us, if you love Bobby and I, do not schedule an interview because it's Monday Night Football against the Eagles next week. So, you know. You know, and I don't want to talk about Zenner Hospital today because I haven't seen it. And if anyone showed me anything, they will be muted for like life. Oh, we got another call. Okay. I will put them on. Probably I will put you on hold. Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's Jasper.
Wait. Okay. You're calling for David or me? I know David did things, but, you know, I'm the one that is in love with you. So, but you better choose your words very carefully. Here, Jess.
Hi, Jasper.
Oh, no. He hung up. Oh, crap. I was kidding around. Jasper, I was kidding. Oh, crap. Maybe Blog Talk? Oh, my God. Okay, I was kidding. Okay. Oh, crap. Okay, keep talking, boys.
Well, guys, how you doing? I want to share.
Oh, I'm back. Okay. Okay. I was only kidding, Jasper, you know that. And here's David.
David, happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for calling in.
I could not let the show go by without calling you. And how does it feel to be 25 again?
It feels great. Again, again.
And again. Well, you look 25, so that's all that matters.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
You too.
Good, but okay. One question from the host here. Okay, you couldn't let a day go by calling for David's birthday, but you missed mine. Okay, fine.
Wait a second. You know, I had a good reason. I was working, and I couldn't call. Now I'm unemployed, so I have all the time in the world to call and bother you guys.
Well, I want to be bothered by Jess, because I won't mind being bothered by you 24/7. And this is saying that our greatest enemy is done, Jasper. I mean, okay, and my question to you.
Yes.
Why can't we get him out now? Why can't he just go now? He's only playing golf, Jasper. Okay, he's only playing golf. He's not really working.
I heard today, though, Carly, all the other states are getting certified, and then I heard that the transition's being certified by that lady that would not do her job. But apparently it's happening. So, one step closer.
Are you kidding?
No, you know the blonde lady that has to do the certification? I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Apparently she's agreed to let the transition happen. So, it's on. It doesn't mean he's going to concede, but at least Biden will be able to get all the $9 million. David, do you have $9 million to donate to Biden?
I wish.
I don't get this. I'm sorry. I don't get this. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And election week, I did not sleep. Okay? I did not sleep because I kept sucking the numbers. And how can it not be when Biden is over the number? He told me over what he needs. I don't understand this. And I'm glad it's on TV because, you know, I was the TV boy just magically let me strangle him right now. That's how I feel because it just, but the TV doesn't look that way. But I would never want to strangle you when I'm watching TV, so don't worry. And, David wants to know when we are doing it.
It's good because January 20th, Biden and Harris will be our new president and vice president, no matter what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very windy here. I apologize for the noise.
It's fine. It's totally fine. I just want to say, when are we going to have Zesta call back on Daytime After Dark? You haven't been on here forever. I haven't got to harass you forever.
I'm on here now.
Well, I know, David's birthday. When it's not David's birthday, I have very good questions to ask you, and I hope you're still working on Tamara Braun for me because I think I deserve it. I think I deserve having Tamara Braun on here.
Are you watching? Yes,
you
I watch it all the time.
But she didn't die and then come back.
I had never watched it, so now because of her and Mike Manning, my friend, I'm taping it every day, and now they've got me damn hooked on the show. I fast forward until I get to their scenes, and then I watch their scenes.
But you're just watching for Tamara, and you're fine.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, well.
I thought I was going to do that, but then I got suckered in, you know, and then I started watching. So Tamara was laughing at me because she said, oh, so we hooked you in, huh? I said, damn it, yes, now I'm hooked. So I tape it every day, and I watch it. Yes.
I am very proud of you, but if you need history on what happened with Ava, or anything, David and I can give it to you if you don't know that she is a very different character than Kim from General Hospital or when she played Coley. She is so different, and she wasn't a nice person, and she wasn't nice to Kayla, and she said to Steve.
I have a question, guys. What's the deal with the crazy girl that's holding the gun on? Her name is the actress's name. Last name is Madison. I don't know the character. You know, she's about to get her vows renewed, and she comes in and she's holding a gun.
Belle Brady.
Yeah. What's her crazy? Has she been on there a long time? That character.
Well, she's a recast. She's been on there. I can't have been on there for a long time, but she's a recast. Martha Bassett.
Okay. Martha, yeah, I like her. Yeah, because I like the story. I left off the other day when she had the gun on Martha's character, and I haven't seen today's yet.
You know, Jan Spears.
Yeah, she's got the big eyes, dark hair.
Yeah, Jan Spears. I watch it today, so I'm behind.
Okay.
Jan Spears.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good. Guys, listen, I just auditioned for General Hospital. I just put myself on tape this weekend for a new role. But I can't talk.
For what?
I can't say what it is for General Hospital.
Okay, so if you get on General Hospital, we have to talk because Carly has a big favor there.
Okay. But if I get it, you'll be the first I'll tell, Carly.
I know.
That?
Of course you will tell me.
Yeah,
and I went on it because my friend Tony, who was on it, you know, as Sunny's hit, well, not him, man, helper, because Sunny did not kill. Sunny is a coffee importer. So when you run into Monique Bernard, don't say he's a mobster or superton, okay? They say they are coffee people, but they do get rid of people that are bad.
Let me ask
just
you guys.
You know.
Who, okay,
I mean,
there's Lenny.
There's
the character of Lenny.
Get rid of people.
Lenny, and, Seth, and Phyllis. Do you know those characters on General Hospital?
Yes, I know everyone on stage. General Hospital is my baby. Like, I can't miss it, but
so,
I haven't seen it today. But tell me if you get it, and I will be praying that you get it, because, see, then I can take it and see it and watch you all the time.
And
see?
You can give me feedback on the storyline, on the background, the backstory.
Exactly, and you have a soap expert right here. So get Zayar. Zayar, yeah, I know who's UPI guy. I know. And I know he wants a D8. But
David
I watched it for 30
David
years. And I know things way before my 30 years because I look everything up. So basically, you need me in your life for that. Right, David?
You both ways. I was there for 35 years. So I know everything.
Well, Charlie, listen to me. So congratulations. You've been getting some. You don't need me to book your show. You're getting the best guest already on your own.
I know, but there's one that you have to get for me. My dream. Maggie dream. And if I don't make it good, if I could get money sent out on the show, okay.
Oh.
Maggie would die. You know,
does
I don't want
do,
her to die.
Does
but,
he do? Does he do interviews?
Monique Bernard has not been on here. Oh, Steve Burton. Oh, Laura, I was on here when I started, but I love Laura. I want Laura on here.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you a hint. And we have another call.
Well,
yeah,
listen,
we have another call.
I want to say happy birthday, David, and love you guys, and I'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, we love you, Will. I love you. Okay, well, we got another call, and I hope it's not who I think it is, because then I'm really going to be in trouble. Hello?
You hope it's not who you think it is?
Okay, who is this?
Hi, it's Ron Melendez.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just hoping it wasn't my TV husband, because then I'm in really big trouble. So, you know, so I'm safe for the moment. So that's good. Okay.
Great.
So
great.
Talk to the birthday boy.
I'm calling to
Hi.
Say happy birthday.
Thank you, Ron. Rod, how you doing?
How are you? I am doing very well. Thank you. How are you? How's your special day?
It's going great. Enjoying myself. Having my calls. Happy birthday. It's so special. Of our friends and
good.
Family. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
How old are you?
53.
How old?
53. 53 years old. 53. 5'3". 5'3".
You're getting up there, my friend. You're getting up there. Congratulations. Way to make it.
Thank you.
We gotta have you back on the show
one day again when you're available.
Absolutely. I would love to. I hope you guys are all staying healthy and doing well.
Yeah, we are.
But we would love having you back. Anytime you want to come back, you know. Just tell me, or David, well, tell me. It's my control thing in me. But, yeah, just you're welcome to for an interview anytime, because we love having you on.
Well, I hope you're all well, David. I hope you have a really, really happy birthday. And, you know, obviously it's a weird time right now. You'll be able to celebrate a little bit more next year. But have a really happy birthday and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
You got it. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That was wrong, right?
You're wrong, and I did. Doctor from Young and Restless. Evil doctor.
No, okay,
doctor.
But you know who I thought it was for a moment? And then my whole life was flashing before my eyes, and now I was dead. Okay? You know who I'm talking about? If that, if that's new, and then, you know, Gordon, right? You know, right?
Jasper's coming on the show in a few weeks. That's what David's saying.
He's coming on the show in a few weeks. You heard me, Cardi? He's coming on the show. Jasper, he's coming on the show.
When? Or do we have to wait for the whole hour for you to tell us?
Well, you have to wait. He's coming on the show. I thought he said he's coming on the show. He knows when, but he's coming on the show. He'll be there. He'll be there.
Okay. Breaking news. Ken Jennings is the first interview host after Axel Beck. So he will be on after Christmas on Jeopardy. I still can't believe Axel Beck is dead. I mean,
yeah.
So, and
yeah.
Then.
And we also. And also, Carly, we lost another game show host recently, Tom Kennedy from the original Name That Tune. I know it's coming back to television in a couple of years, but we lost the original host, Tom Kennedy, who was also the host of the nighttime version of The Price is Right in the 80s during Bob Barker's days. And we lost him last month.
Well,
yeah.
I have the
take
perfect
it
guy.
Take it
I have the perfect guy for Jeopardy. I have the perfect guy for Jeopardy away, and I'm not going to say his name yet, but it came to me in the middle of the night, and I really, really think, you know, you just got more calls on your birthday than I did. I mean, not that we are counting, not that this is a contest. But damn it. You know, I gotta stop spraying. I really do. No, I just wanna say that breaking news, Jasper was wrong and they just certified the Lexan is it was on Trudeau. So hopefully really soon we can get back to business and close to 1,000 Cleveland caregivers are infected with COVID-19. So I think no one should go to Cleveland right now. You know, I mean, we just got, you know, Oregon in Washington, California. See, one of you needs to help me because my brain's gone. They just, you know, Bobby, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, I didn't know if I... You know, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were still there because I didn't know if I I I didn't want to think you were not being, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yes. Oregon, Washington, and California are not letting people in their states right now. So that means Collie cannot go get a pizza yet. Okay, you guys, this is taking too long. David, do something about it. I'm asking you for help, and I never asked you for help. But this is a 10-minute I did go to Target the other day, by the way, you guys. My niece came in today. We had two of my nieces. And they surprised me and scared the crap out of me, you guys. No one told me what was going on. And then that happened. And then Thursday night after the show, we went to Target. And then we went to get food at Red Robin. And my gift card from Red Robin would not work. It was the craziest thing ever. So, my other question for you guys is, what is your favorite song right now?
Many.
I don't have a particular favorite song right now, but I've just been not really listening to music that much other than for contests on the radio. So I want to try and win some cash, and that's all. And that's what some of the radio stations are doing, because some of the stations right now in our area are playing holiday music, and some of the stations right now are offering cash as part of their holiday promotions. So I just listen to the radio just for holiday promotions, but for the cash. Hello?
What was I going to say to you? My favorite song right now, and everyone's going to assume I'm an alcoholic after I say this. Is High the Vine by Cousin Pence. I know everyone's going to think, oh, Colin's an alcoholic now. Okay, number one.
No, you're not.
It's a beautiful song. And, there's one person I really, it's not over yet, but I thought Andrea was going to call in. I left her a message, David. I really did.
Andrew Evans.
I thought we would get her.
She told me she can't make it.
Oh, she can't make it?
Yeah, she has a message for me.
The last time I talked to her, she told me she was coming. That's, why I almost felt really, really bad, because I'm like a nice person sometimes. How's the one, you guys? You guys have to play the song High the Wine, because it's one of these sexiest song ever, and
what my favorite song is?
What?
Want to know what my favorite song is? I got two.
What?
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. Billy Joel, We I guess that song all the time. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, I love Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. I'm done the same thing to try and feed me. You never let me down before. Okay, fine. I won't sing my as long. You know, that's the sad part of my life. That I dreamt about being on Broadway. I dreamt about becoming a singer. Okay, I dreamt that. You know, but lately, you guys, my dreams have been falling off a waterfall. I don't know how I got up there because I'm afraid of heights. Oh, my other dream, my other dream, it was actually a really scary dream, and it involved some people, and, you know, I really thought it was happening. Have you ever had a dream that seemed so real, and then when you woke up, you know, the dream was, you know, pretend? Have that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
It happened to me several times.
All times.
And I just wanted to, what is the song that you fell in love with from the 90s? Any 80s, 90s song you guys fell in love with?
If I can remember several songs, but I don't know particular but actual song from back then, but I guess probably, but I don't know, because I was just listening to a lot of music back then, and it's Barry, so I don't know. No, basically, what was my favorite song back then that I like?
I'm still a big Debbie Gibson fan, so back 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
From the Speed, Lost in Your Eyes. That was the first concert I was 13, my sister actually took me to. And so 80s and 90s were Debbie Gibson for me. It was Supply. Making love, nothing at all. I'm sorry. It's one of the classic songs. And also, Bury Me in a Low, Somewhere Down the Road, and Dirty Dancing, I Had the Time of My Life, is one of the most great songs. But with the movie Dirty Dancing, I wasn't allowed. Let's talk about movies a little now. Okay, movies. What movies were you into in the 80s and 90s, you guys? Because Bobby and I are the same age. I'm like someone who's older than us. And I'm going for you, older than us, because I don't want to turn your age. So, you know. What favorite song, favorite movie did you like?
Well, I guess I got to say the Back to the Future movies, because I didn't realize Back to the Future 2, the 2015, was going to look like that, and it turned out that it wasn't. I mean, forget about 2020 being a year of uncertainty. What about 2015, thinking that we're going to end up having all the stuff that we see in sci-fi movies and on the Jetsons and in the Back to the Future movies, particularly Back to the Future Part 2? That never happened.
Okay, I'm probably going to get locked up because I'm with two boys. But Steel Magnolias, for me, is one of the best movies they made 80s and 90s. It was one of the best movies in the world. I can watch it every time it comes on. And there's another movie. If one of you can guess one of my favorite movies, 80s and 90s, I can watch over and over.
Pretty Woman.
We are waiting for callers. So, okay, if people, one of you can name, it was mid-90s it was on. If 80s, no, 90s it was on. And it was two movies. And if anyone can guess, then they know me better than the other one.
Pretty Woman.
What?
Pretty Woman. Julia Roberts. Richard Gere. Pretty Woman.
Okay, that was one of them. Bobby, can you guess what the other one is?
Of the movies?
Do you guys ever really listen to me?
Do you guys really ever listen to me?
I go on and on about these movies, and you guys never listen.
16 Candles.
I know my boyfriend was bad, but you two put together.
Because at least he knows
my two favorite movies, because it was a Part 1 and Part 2.
There was Part 1 and Part 2?
Yes, it was Part 1 and Part 2 of the movie. And
it was
the best of all time.
Who's starring it? Give me a clue. Who's starring it? Who was in it?
Okay, I will tell you who's in it. Just because, okay, Steve Martin and Diane Keaton and Kimberly Williams.
Find the bride.
Okay, and you guys don't know that's like one of my favorite movies ever.
Find the bride. Part 2, I think.
Okay. So. Do you guys know my favorite movie of 2000?
Of the 2000s?
What?
Of the 2000s?
Yeah, 2000-ish movies. If you guys really don't know this one, then obviously on our next show is going to be, I'm making a game up. If you guys don't figure this one out, I'm making up a game, who knows, called the best. I will send a prize to whoever wins, but if you don't get this movie from 2000, and I'm always talking about it, then both of you are going to be demoted.
But try to invent some of your movies out in 2000. Like, invent some of your movies out in 2000.
Like the last 20 years, you know? So I'm giving you guys, like, 20 years with the movie, a book show. And it's the most simple movie, and it has two names. Well, it has a number and a name.
Okay. I guess we should pay attention more often now, I guess.
I'm trying to think, because most of the films I'm thinking that's in the 2000s that I can relate to are Adam Sandler films.
No. Try again.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan.
I will give you one more hint. It came out in 2008. I'm not giving you the lead. Who was the lead? I will give you some of the other people. Zane Mosesen, Ed Burns, Christine Wider, and the lead left Grey's Anatomy, and she went on to play breakout movies, and see, this is one of her movies she did perfectly. You guys don't really know.
No.
Okay,
I know the actress you're talking about, Katherine Heigl, but I can't think of the film that would be the kind of appropriate that you can relate to.
Next week, or whenever we get back, Mama Albigason, one film will be, who knows, Carly, I'm making a list of songs, movies, covers I like, and we are going to play a game between Bobby and David. And it is 27 dresses. I can't believe you guys don't listen to me. You guys never listen to me.
I'm sorry, Carl. Okay. I'm just running down every 2008 film because we were either going to be a teen film or one that had Jennifer Garner in it that can't remember 13 going on 30.
Okay, so my other movie is that I cannot find anywhere. Anywhere, and I talk about this on the show all the time, that I haven't been able to see it on TV. On TV or on cable, and the movie year was, I'm looking that up. I don't know, but I don't. Oh, 1978. And feel free to look it up. I just, and throughout the movie, they play a song throughout the movie.
Carl, you get back to.
Okay, and you know what? Just to punish you two, you know what I'm going to do right now, because both of you are punished. Because you guys don't listen to me, and we don't have callers yet. So I'm playing you the intro to this movie, and if you don't get it, then both of you are demoted.
Over the course of the run.
Wait a minute.
And now I have to
wait.
For you two, but, because I know I'm waiting for one more person to hopefully call in.
Stay at a perfect temperature throughout.
Okay. Thank you.
to know your name.
Okay. Okay. I just gave you part of the song. Okay. And it was sung by Johnny Mathis. And Johnny Mathis and some other person that is really good. So do you guys know yet?
No, guys. No. Yes.
Okay, we are really doing that next week. Okay, it's same time next year. Yes, the movie is same time next year. And
okay, I never seen it.
Oh, I don't know. I talk about it all the time. You guys don't listen to me. Bobby, I am most shocked with you that I am a diva because I know David never listens. But you?
I'm sorry.
You Bobby, my ride and die person?
I'm sorry, but I was thinking.
I'm 15 years old.
I was thinking it was either Saturday Night Fever or Grease, and not same time next year, because those were the only two movies I can think of from 1978 that rang the bell.
Bobby, you are in my doghouse, and here you do something really nice for me. Then we can get out of Carly's doghouse. And David knows what it feels to be in my doghouse, because he's been in my doghouse more than he's been out of the doghouse.
Well, I'll be out soon. Can I give my good news? Can I give my good news? I'll be out soon. I got some good news.
See, I mean, my name, David, you're out of the doghouse. Doesn't
I'll
mean
be out soon.
You won't be in there with Bobby really soon. Okay? If you tell me that Michael replied to you and we don't have a show on Friday night, because all I want
to
do
Michael
is...
Michael hasn't got back to me. I sent him a message. He hasn't got back to me yet, though. So I sent a message twice. I'm going to say
I'm really I mean, don't get me wrong. I love having a show, but it's Thanksgiving weekend. And none of the shows are on Friday. Well, let me know. Okay, General Hospital is not.
Right, General Hospital isn't because of football. Days of Our Lives is brand new, and Bone Buffalo and Young Wrestlers are showing flashbacks to, and
okay,
I think on
so
Bone Buffalo Sally was on there.
One soap to talk about. For 15 more minutes.
You
I don't know if
news.
We're doing any good. But, you know.
I
need some good fucking news.
Okay, I'm working on a very special person from Data Labs. With our Data Labs.
What?
I'm just waiting for confirmation. Somebody from Data Labs may be coming on the show. Somebody from Days may be coming on the show. I'm working for confirmation.
Is this somebody past or present?
Former actor. We were on Days. I'm waiting for confirmation.
Okay, have they ever been on the show before?
David, I may
no,
possibly
that's
be.
That's why I don't know.
Can
I help
you,
David?
Yeah.
And you're not going to tell us who you
were.
Just confirmed. That's confirmed. Is he
okay,
going to
so what are you going to tell us?
It's when he confirmed the date.
Are you going to tell Bobby before you tell me?
I tell both of y'all. Both of y'all. I see it. The former date actor.
Okay.
Former date
actor. Okay. We are looking, Wayne, for this special caller who just texted me, and he's going to be that person's going to be calling in pretty soon. I'm not going to give you a hint, David, because you've been mean. You evil.
This is me. This
is... You evil? And unless you're evil, you're just plain evil.
I have confirmation that you come on in.
Into my good graces, Bobby. That's how I get back in my good graces.
I just confirmed it. Did he confirm it? Okay, the guy, the actor, former actor. Yeah, my kid, former
what,
actor.
Mine?
From Days.
He my actor from Days, but has been
yes.
on the
is
show.
Is waiting for confirmation. That's all. No, as far as I know. He had to be known there. His father knew. He had to be known there. Yeah.
Bobby, have you figured it out? Because I haven't.
All I can think of when he said former actor, it could be that actor that was still before the current one. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay, we have the caller. And now, and... this caller is calling in, and also he's in Soap Opera Digest, page 52 this week, in the 90s section, and everyone knows him as my husband. So, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Well, hey, listen, first let me say I'm driving on a windy two-lane road in the mountains north of L.A., and I apologize for not calling in earlier. I set my alarm at 5 o'clock to alert me, and I'm moving a friend, and I guess I had the phone in my back pocket, so I didn't hear the alarm, and we were so distracted because we're trying to move as fast as we can because it's gotten dark. And all of that. And Carly kept texting me. And I was like, who's texting me? And I looked down. Oh, my gosh. I didn't get the reminder that I needed. So I apologize to everyone. So David,
okay.
Is it true? I mean,
yeah, it is. Well,
Maggie's
not
like,
here because Maggie is recovering from surgery. And she has spine surgery and back surgery both. Something like that. So it's been David, me, and Bobby holding on the phone since, I don't know, for so long. And I'm going crazy because they just put another 30 days on me with COVID-19.
Oh, my. I'm going through a bad cell area here. I'm going through a bad cell area for the... Hang on one sec. I'm
is
going to a
bad
cellar for about 45 seconds. I'm sorry. It's really hard to hear you. Tell me one more time, Carly. You said what? You asked me a question. Is what bad?
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Really, bad? Or is it
better? Yeah, I don't know if I share. Yes, I did share it with you. One of my dearest friends passed of COVID-19 back in the end of July, And he actually is with me every day. And we spend a lot of time, hang out together, do a lot of things together. And anyway, as some of you know, that I was remodeling a house. And, my buddy, who is retired, I just had him help me, you know, because he wasn't out, you know, he was no risk, and we were practicing really safe measures. One day that he's going to go to Laughlin, Nevada.
You know, that should never happen. Never.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Well,
about
your friend. Thank you.
Never happened.
The point I was going to make is we have to be really, really careful, even with our friends. When I knew he kind of compromised his safety, I said, hey, I can't be around you for at least a week, you know. And, you know, he understood. But as it turned out, that was the right thing to do because he actually came down with COVID. And I spend a lot of time with my brother-in-law, who has stage 4 cancer, and he's in really, really bad health. And I help him a lot. So I could have easily gotten it. So let's just a reminder to everyone: you have to take it serious. My friend who died was pretty healthy guy, and it just caught up with him and just grabbed him and took him in about his 10th day. So it can hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, it really can, and we are seeing, my sister who's a PA has seen so many things in the ER lately with this, and we haven't seen her, well, I haven't seen her since, I don't know, my birthday, and she's just been working, and my parents did a family text, and we kind of canceled Thanksgiving. So, and Christmas, it looks like. What about you?
Well, yeah, this Thanksgiving, we normally have a lot of people over to our house. I have a lot of friends of mine that are single for whatever reason. And we have a lot of my buddies over. But actually, this year, it's only my wife, my brother-in-law, and my two boys. That's it. It's the smallest Thanksgiving
that I've had.
Well, see, that's
safer right now.
In 40 years.
I mean, it's safer, and, you know, it's just, you know, hopefully by the time Biden gets in, you know, in a couple of months, we won't ever have to deal with this again.
I think we need to be careful until we get a good vaccination, and we're going to get over this. You know, this is, we are through,
yeah.
I think we're more than halfway through the worst of it. And when the vaccination comes out, it's gonna free us up a lot. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and like my grandma, by the way, you're doing good. I mean, she was in the hospital for a little while, but not COVID. But, you know, we couldn't see her, and my nieces and nephews wanted us to break in and see her. And since my dad didn't have all the bail money, he said no, that we couldn't do it. And so she was alone in the hospital for a week, but she's fine now. And since then, we don't let her go grocery shopping. My mom and I do the grocery shopping, but after my little scheme of what I was doing, and I got in trouble for it, I decided to sell through 40 cents per item because I thought I should be making money in this COVID-19 thing. And everything was going great with this until I stupidly told my cousin what I did, and my cousin was drunk, and then she told my grandma.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your grandmother is doing
okay. My best friend in the whole wide world, to know me, and she goes, like, why did you tell grandma? And she goes, I was drunk. I'm like, don't call grandma drunk, but yeah. Bob, we have exciting news for everyone. You are coming back December 8th. We haven't nailed down a time yet. But we will. But I just want everyone to know that Eddie's back with us on December 8th, or back with me, more like it, but, you know. Back with Bobby and David. I know. But I just also want to say I found the greatest host for Jeopardy. And I've been dying to tell you.
I would love to host that show. I waited,
a week, 2 weeks, and Alex Trebek died to say who I think should replace somebody, and your name was on my list, the top of the list.
Oh, well, thank you.
So,
thank you.
I think, if you let me be your agent, I will only take 5%, okay? I think somehow we could get you the host, because I think they need, you know, the host. You to be the host.
Oh, gosh.
At Jeopardy. And you
know,
and Bobby agree with me, right, guys?
Yeah.
How are you doing tonight, Jay? How are you doing tonight, Jay? Because I haven't talked to you since Carly's birthday a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm doing well. I had mentioned earlier that I'm helping a friend move, and an elderly friend of mine. So, it's kind of hard because it's me and two ladies that are older. And you got to get pretty creative when you're lifting and moving things, you know. But
the next time you build a house, I can help you. Okay? I've been watching so many YouTube things, and remember my dad's a plumber. So if you need any more plumbing problems, tell me, because I probably can help you.
Okay, that sounds good. You can do. Somebody had a question there. Ask that question again. Who was it, Bobby?
Actually, I was just going to say, just make sure you get it done before the curfew time, because I think Southern California got a curfew.
Yes, we do have a curfew. I know when we had it before, I was really cautious and trying to get home, you know, before the curfew. But the house that I was building is actually through a mountain road. If you go through a mountain road, then you get to my house. So it was kind of safe if I was behind the curfew, because there's no one out there on that road where I drive. So
right, because I know this year LA have had so many curfews, either because of the COVID situation or because of protests with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm in L.A. County, but I'm not in L.A. itself. I actually live in a city called Santa Clarita, which is north of the San Fernando Valley, which, of course, San Fernando Valley
right.
is just north over the hill from Hollywood, for those who don't know. But
I just got over one of the L.A. news channel feeds that there was a police chase just a few minutes ago that was there in Southern California, so... So
that is true.
I just hope you
police chase in downtown
LA. I just hope that didn't interrupt the Rams games, because luckily I got ESPN on watching it from here, because I don't live in Tampa or Los Angeles area where I can get it on the other channel.
Yeah. Boy, I that's what I should be doing, watching the Rams game. Yeah, I heard that high speed chase. I was listening to it right when I got a text from Carly reminding me, hey, did you forget? And so, anyway, but yeah, there's a high-speed chase in downtown L.A., and they ran into underground parking.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have one here yet, like a time yet. I mean, they haven't done that yet to us. I say yet. I'm really hoping they don't. But I think when you have it like LA, I get why they do it. And so you are not in LA, but how far away are you from San Bernardino or whatever, in the valley? I'm thinking where my parents used to live, but I don't remember the name, but I will text you the name. But we want you to get home before, you get arrested. But if you do get arrested, I will bail you out, and somehow we can make the headlines for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they're enforcing much here in Los Angeles here lately. You know what I mean? They're not going after the speeders. They're not going after, any car thefts. They're not chasing any of those down. I mean, the only reason that person's being chased in downtown L.A. is they have to be, they have to have committed a felony or they won't chase them. They have to have a pretty serious reason to chase someone nowadays. I know the policy for the Sheriff's Department, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, is if it's a stolen vehicle, they're chase them. I think it's for one block or two blocks, and if they run from there, they just let it go.
Because Oregon
just
mandated six people for Thanksgiving, six people. And if you have more than six people, they will arrest you. And I don't know what, are they going to be knocking on everyone's door? I mean, that is why when they mandated that the other night, I'm like, wait a moment, how can you do that and enforce this? I mean, that's going to be crazy. I think it's crazy.
Well, they obviously don't expect to enforce any of this. They're, any of these things that are going around the country, they're saying things are mandated, but I think Hawaii might have been the only state that was really doing enforcement and really actually going after people that were not quarantining or breaking the rules, that sort of thing. But the other states obviously don't have the will or the manpower to really go after folks, And I think even here in L.A., they had kind of a secondary task force that was just they weren't really police people that were, issuing tickets to wear a mask. But it's one of those things where they have to ask you, like, four times before they give you a ticket, So they're not being real severe. They understand how hard this is for people, and they're not severe about it. But again, we're going to get over this, We're going to get over this. I really think that, once we get through the spring and there's vaccination out there, and hopefully people will feel confident enough, to take a vaccination. And I think we're going to get beyond this, What we have to do is just make sure people can afford to pay their rent.
Exactly. I mean,
keep their businesses
we have
together.
To. I mean,
yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to help people out again. We're going to have to help people out again. And it's really, 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 really hard, for folks.
It's crazy. But we want you to get off the road and home because, yes, but we know you will be back December 8th, and it will be a very in-depth interview. Don't worry, you haven't been on in a while, so just get ready for my crazy questions.
And I sent you a couple of pictures today,
My crazy cousins are gonna get me crazy.
You haven't seen me, and I'm old nowadays. So you knew me when I was. I'm not gonna say young, but younger. Yep.
Well, that's true. And oh, by the way, David's older than us by like 10 years, and I should feel sorry for him, but the fact that he's been evil lately to me, and those two, both of them, could not guess my favorite movie, Why We Were Waiting For You, And so both of them are in my doghouse.
Hey, listen. Before I go,
both of them.
I want to talk to David. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes.
David, my goodness, it's great to hear your voice.
Same here.
Tell me what you've been doing, David. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been down here in Florida with all the storms, floods. Been doing it. Had a great birthday yesterday. Doing great. And I want to say, I watched the old episode of Younger Wrestlers. You had to change a bit. You still look the same. Watch the old episode.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, thank you. I appreciate that.
And Jay, are you there, Jay? Hello?
What's that?
Yeah. I was going to say, you might get some airtime on Friday because I think they're running an old Young and Restless episode from the 90s on CBS.
Wonderful.
On Friday.
I have to tune in. Thank you for telling me. Yeah, when they were doing those reruns, you know, back in the spring, I was trying to catch the show when I could. And it was really, really kind of fun to look back on those old episodes. I caught myself a couple of times. But it was just really so nice to kind of to go back down memory lane a little bit with my cast members. And I still watch the show on occasion. I don't have a lot of time to, but I bet I watch the show maybe two or three times a month, something like that. You know, sometimes more, sometimes less, but... oh, man, I miss everybody so much. When I see, I see the folks that are still working, I'm so happy for them.
My mom is the biggest one in Watson now that she's retired, and her biggest thing is do not be on there. And she goes, say Eddie and your old friend, why haven't you got him back on there? And she wants you to go up and get Victor. She wants you to go up against Victor. And I said, well, he knows. I go, he could do that, but he already knows how to do it right in voice. So, but against each other. Everyone wants Eddie Peck back on daytime.
Well, let me say, me, Eric Braden.
Yep.
I'd like to have Jamie back on the show right now. Right now.
No, I'm talking about after looking in and you made the 90s, you know, the thing on Sabatha Digest, you and Heather Tom, and I was just thinking in my head, they should have put you, Heather Tom, and Mary Thomas, Scott, in one picture since you were both with them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, yes, but please get home safe because we want you to get home safe, bye, boys.
Yeah, it's one question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David.
Favorite memory was Christoph. Yeah, favorite memory was with him, Christoph. Yeah, favorite memory. I work with him. Christoph St. John. Yeah, favorite memory. I work with Christoph St. John.
You have to go there. You really have to go there. It makes me cry.
I don't know. Do you have favorite memory with Christoph? A favorite memory.
It's
work with Christoph.
Yeah.
So you worked with
What's
him,
that?
Mind? You and Christoph, I know you work together, right?
Oh, yes.
A memory. A memory of him.
Oh, a memory of Christoph. Oh, okay. Wow. You know, thank you for asking. One of the last memories that I have with Christoph where I just, you know, that I really treasure is we went to the beach out to Malibu with his kids and my kids a while back. And the kids were still young enough, you know. This was probably about 10 years ago, maybe about 10 years ago. And we spent the day and really had a great time. And
play football and just hung out at the beach and had a really good time. And I have some nice memories where Christoph came out to my ranch. He came out to the ranch numerous times, and he always liked it. And we hiked out at, in the mountains out there where I live, and he always liked the horses and the dogs and all that kind of thing. And my family adored Christoph. You know, he's just such a charismatic, wonderfully warm, vibrant human being that you just love being in his presence. And we had a lot of fun. And then also, too, any time that we would go back for the Emmys, we managed to spend quite a bit of time together, you know, as a cast. We would all hang out. But Christoph and I really enjoyed some of those little stretches where we would go back to New York for multiple days. And, you know, we'd go out to dinner at night. Sometimes the cast, you know, we'd go out to some of the nightclubs and this and that. And I just have some really, really, really fond memories of him along with the rest of the cast during the Emmy week. That was always one of probably my favorite times of the year was when we would go back to New York for the Emmys, because the show was generally nominated. And, you know, so many of my cast members were nominated, and it was just a really nice time. You know, we did a lot of press, and it was just a real honor, you know, to be a part of such a great show and to be hanging out with great cast members. That were a lot of fun. And Christoph, man, I just think he was the most loved actor on the show for decades.
Yeah.
Everybody really had a very special, close relationship with him. To me, he was my best friend on the show, by far my best friend on the show. And I think that everybody felt that way. I just think that, you know, Eric Braeden and so many of the cast just really felt, if you said, wow, who's your favorite person on the show? So many of the cast would say, well, Christoph. He was just the dear brother, you know, that not just the actors, but the crew and the production staff. Christoph just had such a way of making, when you hear these people, like they've said about Bill Clinton, or certain people, to where an individual just makes you feel so special when you're in their presence. And when they engage and they look at you, and you just feel such a warm, you know, connection. Well, that was Christoph all the time, you know. I'll tell you one other quick memory. I remember one time that I was on a freeway before I ever met Christoph, and he was about 17 or 18 years old, and I was on the Ventura Freeway, and I was going, you know, through the valley, and it was really, really bad traffic one afternoon, and I got a guy next to me, you know, in this Porsche. He was in a Porsche convertible. And if I remember correctly, I believe it was a Porsche convertible. And I looked over and I see this dude, and he's just like got his music on. He's just chilling going down the road. And I'm like, that guy's got to be an actor. That guy's got, you know, and I kind of get a better look at him. Like, oh, wait a minute. I know. That's the kid who's there, you know. And I thought, then, man, that dude's really cool. That guy's got it going on. He's enjoying his life, and he's got such a great future and whatnot. And when him and I became friends, I reminded him a couple of times that, man, I remember seeing you when you were like 18 years old cruising down the freeway in your convertible. And I was like, yeah, that guy's got it going on. So, you know, Christoph left us all far too early. But
I know.
You know, I think that despite, you know, the challenges that he had, you know, that he faced, you know, obviously, you know, with the loss of his son, I always looked at him all the time and thought, gosh, this guy really is living large. He's got a beautiful family. He is loved everywhere. I think of all the people that I've known through my career, I always thought Christoph was one of the most talented people and enjoyed his career and his life more than almost anyone that I ever knew in the business. He really, really, really lived a large, large life, you know, for the time that he was here.
Yeah, he did. And my only regret is not having both of you all on the show at the same time. I mean, you called in on my birthday show, and then he called in 15 minutes later. So it's like, you know, that's just, you know, and Christoph, I think, would have made it. If you see the hospital, just listen to the lawyer and kept him for a couple more days. And, you know, I'd still get mad about that one because it should not happen the way it went down.
Yeah.
At all. And we have another call, but like I know it 1 year ago. But since you will be back, December 8th, that's good.
Sure, sure. I'm looking forward to it. And I hope that everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving and a safe Thanksgiving.
Oh, we will.
And
I'm sleeping in all day.
David, I appreciate you sticking around, all of you sticking around here. Sorry I held you up here in calling you guys this evening. But, David, I wish you all the best on your birthday evening, and I wish you all the best, you know, from now until next year when we talk again.
Right.
I'm sure we're going to talk before then, but
yeah, thank you.
Hopefully
yeah.
The next time you get a
thank
police
you.
Escort, you won't be in the middle of a car chase or doing curfew.
Yeah,
you
really.
One day at happy holidays.
Thanks so much, Bobby. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Thank
but
you
yeah,
all.
But we
thank
can
you.
I cannot wait for December 8th, so.
Hey, me too. It'll be fun.
Me either.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Well, everybody have a safe evening, and I wish you the best, and I will speak to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. All right, big hug, everyone. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
we
have one more who's on the line who's been waiting. I am so sorry. But he's our buddy, and he loves us. Well, he loves me more, but Morgan England, you guys.
Hey, hey, happy birthday to you, David. Not Carly. Happy birthday to you. That's all you get.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing, Morgan?
Yeah, well,
how
I'm
you
just,
doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I'm
going on a little evening stroll to see the sunset, and then I had a big screw in my tire, so the guy changed it. He was such an amazing guy, and then I got here, and I went, oh, my God, I got to call in. So I'm so glad I made it, and so glad I get to call and wish you a happy birthday, David.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And, Morgan, I'm so glad you called in, and we'll do an interview down the road because we love interviewing you. And your mom is in a movie coming up. And
really?
I don't know if you knew that, but she's in a movie. Oh, it's coming on. Let's see how we made it or something, but she's in a really funny movie coming up.
Wow. Well, I've never known. She's done so many things. It's always a blur to me. I'm like, people tell me, I'm like, oh, wow, I should watch it. I didn't see the last picture show until I was in college, and it blew my mind.
Because I was hoping, you know, you were talking to your mom, and you would tell your mom how much you love the show and you could get it on for me because, you know, you get the humor from your mom. You totally do. And, you know, I just thought I would put it out there that your mom was in a movie in case you did not know.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you that she doesn't know either. So that's what's always hilarious, that she has no idea what's coming out or anyway. But she's doing all right. I just saw her yesterday, actually, and she's hanging in there. She's not really too chatty these days, but but she's doing all right. So that's good.
Well, that's good. And we thank you for calling in. And David will get you on the books for either December or January, or when you have a new thing to promote, because I know with COVID, it's been really hard. You know, but we, you know, if you have a new project, let us know.
Will do. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a great night. David, happy birthday. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Call you soon. Have a good, happy holidays.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was an interesting story.
I hope, David, I delivered you a good birthday for this year. I will challenge.
Yes.
And I will do better next year.
Well, happy birthday,
And text me and Bobby and let me know. Let us know about Friday. Okay.
For my question, so far you haven't returned my messages, but there might be no show Friday, so don't tell me.
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't, but just let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Have a good night, and
bye,
happy birthday, David.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.